GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Patiently waiting on said PDQ door telephone line, Eric from Hartford. Eric, could you answer the question of the day for us? Do you believe or do you buy in the PUC's finding of no metering or billing errors in Central Maine Power systems? What are you thinking, Eric?
No, I don't believe that. I'm actually on my way into work for the company, and it's a computer system, and all computers fail at different times. I think we all know that. They've had to add way more antennas for the smart meter system than were anticipated, and I'm wondering, there are still a few solid-state meters within the company, and I'm wondering if those people had a billing problem around that same time.
Eric, can we ask you a follow-up question? I mean, you're inside, and we appreciate your candor with us. What do you know what the PUC doesn't know? Why doesn't the PUC understand all of this, then, if they're coming back with a finding that says that CMP's meter systems and billing systems are okay?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'm more of a boots-on-the-ground person. I know that that system has to be maintained regularly, and I just don't think they anticipated the problems they were going to have as far as collecting data through this smart meter system.
Eric, we appreciate your insight and calling in at 1-800-966-1039. George, you've been sitting talking with Jim Labreck, CMS, making a special appearance on our program.
Yeah, I asked him why he went to Ohio. But, all right, CMP systems aren't to blame for the shocking bills. Mismanagement led to errors. What do you say?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about smart meters. This gentleman just called in. These, I think it's overrated to say these are smart meters. They're actually dumb meters that can only radio what the meter's saying, so you don't have to go out there and read it. That's it. It doesn't do anything else. It just reads the numbers, theoretically, on the meter and then transmits that back to the office. Now, this fellow just said that some of these, they had put in more antennas because they weren't reading. Well, if that's the case and somebody didn't get billed properly that month because it wasn't being transmitted properly, then it's still stored in the meter. It's still there. The meter has a physical reading and an actual memory. So now these meters, I know something about this transmission. I was the first to put in those electronic transmitters anywhere in the state. They're IEEE 802.15.4 radios. Okay. I know those. Inside out. Okay? And what they are is just, and they put them, they got billions of those all over the world right now. And they're in everything. They're in lighting systems. They're in thermostats. They're in, when you go to the hospital and your monitoring systems are sending radio signals back to the nurse's station. Those are all the same radios. I have them in a number of supermarkets where these little radios are all over the supermarket measuring and controlling all the cases and compressors and heat pumps and so forth, right? So somehow or other, people think that's all that thing is doing is transmitting whatever the meter's reading. So they're not smart. They just, it's called telemetry, you know, where
you're. Okay. Yep. All right. Understand. Now, the report said that CMP compressed the schedule for critical testing of that software. When they put it in, they rushed it to get it going. And when you rush things, bad things happen, right?
Yeah. I think utility companies probably aren't as good at doing information systems. In fact, I don't think they're any better at doing information systems as information companies, like the Microsofts of the world, for instance, are at transmission distribution wires and electric power. Okay, there's two whole different worlds, the information world. So I'm sure that CMP probably could have taken more time and did more testing, but they're new at this. This is all new technology. They got a grant from the federal government to try out the stuff, and you could expect some errors, okay? And I fully expect that. Okay. And I expect them to have better service. And you heard me on this show say, look, I can see the problem that the people had with customer service because I'm the governor's technical advisor on energy. And when I call them, they weren't getting back to me. So I didn't expect them to get back to John Doe out there.
Okay. One thing you did tell us sitting in that very chair was when we asked, you said, you told us, Jim Lebecker, and you were the first to say that, there was a cold snap and people used more power. Some people dismiss that, but now the PUC says that is indeed part of the case.
Absolutely. The numbers are clear as a bell. It was clear back when this happened, what, 2 years ago? And I looked at the degree days, and it was the record-breaking cold month, 2 months, right? It was... we had degree days were up to over 211% greater. It means you use two times more kilowatt hours for that particular month. So they were comparing this October, for instance, to last October.
Was that because your furnace is running more? Because I use a lot more fuel oil, but why would my electric bill go?
Well, as I said, back then, I gave examples of how you could have an electric heater in a little entrance vestibule or something that just, you know, takes the same amount of power as a hairdryer, right? And that thing running 24 hours a day is close to $200 a month.
Space heaters. Okay. Yep. Right. Okay. Erica, she hears everything that we're saying, but she has a bill in her hand.
You've got mail.
She writes into us into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. She writes, a cold snap didn't make my bill go from $120 a month in winter to more than $500 to $600 a month. I lived in West Gardner at the time in a small two-bedroom trailer. Now I have a giant four-bedroom New Englander 1800s home and still pay $300 to $400 a month to CMP. I've never been able to get an explanation. I wonder if the standard offer might have applied that time. Or value in the trailer? I don't know. There are many factors in this.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to do is, if that lady was nice enough to send you her phone number, I would go out there myself and take a look. I used to do this as an electrician back in the 70s and 80s, and people would call up and say, hey, I've got a real problem. I shut everything off and my bill's still $300 a month. I go there and I find out exactly what's going on. And and then when I look at the billing, people exaggerate. They didn't pay their bill the month before, and that carried over, or there was some other dispute or issue, and then it gets put on along with this other bill, or there's all kinds of complications. You just can't make a broad statement. You know, there's over 600,000 meters in CMP's territory, and even if 10,000 people, I don't think 10,000 people had any kind of problem. You know, there's probably a couple hundred areas of problems, but that's just a small fraction of 1%. So why is it the other 99% of the people aren't having problems?
Well, the other problem, politically, or maybe that's not the right word.
No, I think it probably is, unfortunately.
I'm trying to, is that the PUC is going to grant an 8.1% increase in energy distribution rates for customers starting the 1st of March. And they say that extra money is going to go toward customer service improvements and reliability upgrades. So they're going to give them a rate increase, less than they wanted, but it's going to take the average bill up, according to the PUC, by about 2.5%. Now, that doesn't sit well with people who are already struggling with the bills that went out of sight.
Well, utility companies are always in the public eye, and the public is always trying to put them down just across the country. That's why we had this big divestment of power companies having to get rid of all of their generation. You know, the legislators stood in and they said, look, they're screwing us. They're screwing the public. You know, those dams that CMP owned and Bangor Hydro owned, they were selling electricity under the regulatory system for 1.5, 2, and 2.5 cents and 3 cents a kilowatt hour. And they were saying, we're getting screwed. So what did these politicians do? They sold all those, they forced them to sell all these dams to foreign corporations. Do you think they're selling that electricity for us at that price? It's gone way up. But I think the biggest concern that people should have in their The concern should be pointed right to the politicians. As I said on this radio show before, there is nobody that has done more to screw up the utility industry in the state and cost more money, increase the cost of electricity more than politicians.
Okay, hang on. Caller, hello, the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. You've been hanging patiently on the PDQ door telephone line. We're talking the CMP's problems and the PUC's findings. What are you thinking, caller?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. You know, I'll tell you, it's funny. People complain about their electric bill all the time, but you drive around and you see houses, big houses. I'm pulled over here alongside the road here talking to you fellas, and I'm telling you, every light in the house is on. I can remember as a kid growing up when we watched TV, that was the only light on was the TV.
Yep.
But I just got to ask Jim a question. Whatever happened to the good old days when you thought that the public main public service up in the county would cheat you on the electric bill? You could turn the meter upside down and run it backwards for a few weeks and then turn it back before the meter man. Remember the good old days. Yeah,
that's why they have little tags in the
so you can't
meter.
Spin them over anymore. Right. Can you answer this one? Thank you, caller, so much. And the memory, by the way, I've become my father, yelling at my kids to turn out the light. This person wants to know, and we asked this just a moment ago, why didn't Emera customers see the same massive rate spike? Jim, any insight into that?
Yeah, it's completely hype. They have the same. As a matter of fact, Bangor customers even use more electricity. But there was this public hype. Probably
groupthink, I call it.
It's groupthink, yes. And I talked about that before, and a couple of your listeners were all upset because I kept saying groupthink. And so you have that led by some politicians with an agenda, like Seth Berry, for instance. He wants to take over the power company. So instead of helping the constituency and trying to fix and ameliorate these problems, he was there pouring gasoline all over this with some big idea that I'm going to get more sponsors and more people on my side to try and take over power companies. And that added a lot of problems to it that mm-hmm. we didn't see up in Bangor Hydro territory.
Okay. Emera. We call it Emera now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's jeez. Okay. All right.
You know, when you call something for
right.
50 years, it's
all
hard
right.
to change.
GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.